Christ died for our sins, shedding his blood for our redemption. By becoming a man, God accomplished a great thing. He died for our sins. Our sins were like a debt we could not pay. So Christ came and paid it for us. In doing this, he has reclaimed ownership over us and brought us back to him. Today, we appreciate this wonderful fact by believing in him and confessing our sins. Let's look at a couple of verses. 1 Corinthians 15:3. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which also I received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. Also Ephesians 1:7, and we'll just read the first part of it. In whom we have redemption, through his blood, the forgiveness of offenses. Christ's death solved the problem of our sins. We saw in 1 Corinthians 15:3, for I delivered to you first of all that which also I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. So why did Christ die? We can see from this verse that Christ died for our sins. Likewise, in 1 Peter 2:24, it says, who himself bore up our sins in his body on the tree, in order that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness, by whose bruise you were healed. Both verses, then, show us that Christ's death solved the problem of our sins. From 1 Peter 2:24, which we just read, we can see how the problem of our sins was solved. Number one, God put our sins on Christ. Two, he took our sins with him to the cross. The third thing that happened is that he was literally killed for our sins. So, number four, he paid the price for all our sins. What are sins? They are offenses. That is, when we hurt others. They are transgressions. That is, when we break the rules. And they are sinful deeds, all the evil actions that we do. Remember Ephesians 1:7, the first part, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of offenses. By Christ's death, everybody, on the cross, he forgives us all our offenses. The problem of our sins has been solved. Indeed, and solved eternally.